Meeting of the Poland Conduit Commission, Thursday, March 21st, 2019. It's 10:03 a.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, Basement Conference Room. Before the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moretti Ferrer, Steve Winkowskis, and T.J. Shea.
Meeting being audio.
Meeting audio taped. Just Crown Castle, the ones that you said you might be continuing, are they all continued?
The only one we're keeping today is number 11. Everything except for number 11 we're continuing. So the one that was a maybe was number 10.
Yes.
Okay, so for the record, petitions 6 through 10 and are continued for Crown Castle, and number 12 has also been continued. That's an extant petition. Are there any residents here to speak on any petition in particular? No? Okay.
New petition for Cambridge Traffic Parking and Transportation for 145 Broadway, installation of one new traffic signal pole with a 50-foot mast arm and new underground traffic signals conduit related to street reconfiguration reconstruction at the intersection of Broadway and Galileo-Galilei Way.
Okay.
Morning. Good
morning. John Moser from VHB, petitioning on behalf of Cambridge Traffic Parking and Transportation.
John, how do we spell your last name?
Moser, M-O-S-E-R.
Thank you.
And did you say DHP?
VHP.
VHP.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's all been reviewed by traffic department?
Yes, so Patrick Baxter has reviewed the conduits we're proposing to install and approved. We are putting up one new mast arm and taking down the old one to accommodate the new intersection.
No issues.
Do you know when you guys are doing this work?
The work will be done for October. I think it's probably going to start around mid-April to May.
So it's going to be work that's going to be done at nighttime?
I don't think this specific work will be done at nighttime, no.
Okay. Just remember that if it is, you guys also need a special noise variance.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you won't start till after the moratorium, which is the 8th of April?
Correct, yeah.
Motion to approve typical conditions, which are utility permits and permits of public works and coordination.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
City of Cambridge Electrical Department for 145 Broadway, installation of new city street lights and underground lighting conduit related to street reconfiguration, reconstruction at the intersection of Broadway and Galileo Galilei Way.
And again, for the record, John Moser.
The same as the previous petition.
It's yep.
Been reviewed by the electrical department and approved.
Yes, and there it was one update where I think I talked to Steve quickly about it, where the two lights on Galileo Way have actually pulled up to the new median on the other
Correct.
Side of the bike path,
right.
And we will update. I have the updated plans, but we'll upload those to the Poland Conduit Commission and make sure you guys have the new copy of that.
Okay. All right. So motion to approve typical conditions and the same coordination as the previous petition.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Okay.
Comcast. Webster Avenue from pole 40 on Webster Avenue, trench northeasterly 53 feet to the private property line of 305 Webster, installing one 4-inch PVC conduit in the public way.
Morning.
Good morning. Please state your name for the record.
Anthony Valoro.
Thank you. Currently serviced by you guys, 305 Webster?
This is a new building that they're building right now.
Is there like a conduit for the city also? You could add one in the same.
4-inch?
4-inch, yeah. Are we done after the moratorium also?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they don't need it right away. Okay. Do you know when that is?
April 8th. Okay.
Unless it snows.
Hopefully not.
Did they say it was going to snow this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Away.
Up north.
Don't you want your perfect snowstorm?
No. Already had one.
So I have a motion to approve typical conditions.
I was going to say thank you. Yes. Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
New petition, John Moriarty and Associates for Dawes Street, construct a temporary electrical substation for Eversource, install underground conduits for customers' temporary electric use for construction.
Nick Parso with DIPCO West, Bill Wilbur with John Moriarty is available today.
I'm sorry, Nick, how do I spell your last name?
P-A-R-S-A.
P-A-R-S-A?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Kevin Leahy with AHA.
And Leahy?
L-E-A-H-Y.
Okay, thank you.
So this is all on private property?
Yes.
At the time, this is only temporary?
Yes.
So this will be coming out afterwards?
It will, yes.
Our only stipulation is that duct bank needs to be encased in concrete.
Encased in concrete, yeah.
Okay. And you said it will be removed?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
So you're doing this in coordination with Eversource or for Eversource? I wonder why Eversource hasn't petitioned.
Eversource is supposed to bring power from... They've got power on Dawes Street near the parcel D, and they're going to bring it down to the corner of parcel G that's on Dawes and Child Street, where the GHLM temp power station is. And then JMA will have a temp conduit going to parcel LM that will be capped and for later use when parcel LM goes. And Consigli is doing parcel H. They are going to do the conduit from G to H.
I have no issues with that. Most to approve with coordination with Eversource.
Coordination with Eversource. Okay.
And the
concrete encasement, and then it must be removed since it's temporary.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
With typical conditions also.
Yep.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Cambridge Network Solutions for Hurley Street and First Street, starting at Verizon Manhole number 26598 at the intersection of Hurley and First. Trench and install 468 plus or minus feet of 2 4-inch PVC conduits in a northerly direction on First Street. Place a new 3x3-foot Cambridge Network Solutions manhole to intercept the existing Cambridge Network Solutions conduit recently placed from the Crown Castle Common Trench at One Canal Park.
Good morning, Jeff Harrington, JEFF Harrington. And well, this is where we are asking just for this to be continued again. We're still waiting for the Verizon license. We thought that we were going to have it for this month. We don't. So as soon as we have that, we'll upload it and then show up at the next meeting. But we're asking if this can be continued until we have the Verizon conduit lease part of it. And then we'll request to stop the trench. So there's no need to do anything before the moratorium either.
Okay.
Just for the future, if you know prior to the meeting that you're going to ask for it to be continued, just give us a call and we'll just continue it.
Yep.
That way you don't have to come in.
All right. I appreciate it. We were hoping, but it didn't come in.
Mm-hmm.
right. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. Is there a motion to continue? So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Graham Castle. The hearing 9?
Number 11.
So 11, 9 was continued.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. 11. And this is a continuation for the Tough Street one.
Yes.
Your name for the record, please.
My name is Joe Shannon from Crown Castle, and this was continued from last month. There's some, the trees blocking the antenna, so our construction manager has been working with the city arborist to schedule a trimming of that tree to enable the new work.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that correspond back and forth with the city arborist. So. And is there a schedule for them to do that?
I don't know.
All your work won't be done until their work, their pruning is done.
They'll go first.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Okay, thanks,
sir. Typical condition?
Utility permit as
utility
just
permit,
utility,
right?
Yeah. And Joe, just as a reminder, we haven't seen any of those uploaded yet, so.
I just got them this morning. I'll make sure they happen today.
Okay, that way, everything else will move along.
Great. Thank you.
NSTAR for Memorial Drive. Easterly from manhole 796, approximately 369 feet west of Memorial Drive, to install approximately 378 feet of conduit.
And good morning. Could you please
good
state morning. Your name for the record?
Jackie Duffy, Eversource. This one we're gonna take off the agenda because I've not gotten an answer on why we can't go to the other manhole.
Okay, so. Motion to remove petition by the petitioner.
Second. A second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
NSTAR for Albany Street at and southwesterly from manhole 22 at the intersection of Mass Ave. Install approximately 326 feet of conduit.
For the record again, Jackie Duffy.
Jackie Duffy, Eversource. You had asked if there was already a node there. There's a node on pole 30, not 29. We're asking to put a node on 29.
Who is putting it on there? What company is it?
Light Tower.
But they haven't come before us yet for even a ground location to put it there.
Okay, so continue with that.
And I think also okay. Part of that was that he would include it in the same trench of all the work that's going down along.
That one you didn't say last week, so included?
It was, well, that was part of the question. If you're digging down there, it should be included.
Okay.
Rather than digging twice.
Okay. Yeah, I sent the guy out this morning and he said it was on the other pole across the street.
So it has nothing to do with the one across the street. This is going to be this
yeah,
light tower
one.
Looking for an additional an additional location. Right. Most to continue.
Second.
Until we hear from light tower for the original
okay.
For the original grant. There's no sense in putting anything there that doesn't get approved first.
Second.
All those in favor?
All right.
All right.
NSTAR for Green Street, northwesterly from pole 31133, approximately 110 feet southeast of Pleasant Street, to install approximately 36 feet of conduit, and Jackie Duffy from Eversource for this as well.
And this, the survey group did it wrong. It should have gone on the sidewalk. The engineer called for it on the sidewalk, so I have the new plans showing
sure.
That it's on the sidewalk.
Okay. Okay.
The sketch originally said sidewalk and the survey group put
it on
the street.
This is not the one that's submitted on viewpoint, correct?
No, we just got, I just got that this morning.
Okay.
So we can, do you want me to upload it to the, have Joanne add it?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion to approve with typical conditions. Would this reflect that to remain on the sidewalk only, not
okay.
the street? Second.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye. Ms. Duffy, don't leave, please. So, as you know, I sent out that email with the...
Flammables.
Mm-hmm. We got a response from, I think it's Lieutenant Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Dana Clark upstairs sort of figured out there might be a discrepancy there and as to why there's been so much miscommunication between Eversource and Flammables. So if you can go upstairs and talk to Dana and try and
sure.
figure that out before you leave today, that would be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Minutes from...
Okay, hold on. Cause I
sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Minutes from the what month are we in February hearing?
And January. Minutes for January and January 31st meeting approved. And February 28th, that's the end. Agenda is a discussion of notice to abutters. So with the way that our meetings have been going on for the last year and change, I really think that we need to maybe ask petitioners to re-notify abutters when they continue a meeting and maybe not have them do again the green card stuff by registered mail, but at a minimum to give them a heads up because, I mean, look at some of these get continued 3 months at a time, and a lot of these have to do with stuff that do affect the abutters, and then the abutters may not even know to come to the meeting, or they may come to the first one and it's continued, and then they're like, it falls off their radar. So I really think we need to come up with some type of policy or rule that we, you know, they notice the abutters, they do the green card stuff for the first hearing, but if it gets continued, whether it's by our votes or by the petitioner's request, that the petitioner has to provide notice of the next hearing to the abutters again. So that's my recommendation. Yes, Anthony?
So, if they were notified originally, they came to the first hearing, they would know that, they should know that it got continued.
They should, but they don't really, I mean, you're here every month.
Right.
And you know when our meetings are. You know they're usually the third
yeah,
Thursday
yeah.
of every month. You know to look at the agenda. They don't. They're here maybe for that one petition. And when we say continued, we don't say continued to, I mean, I don't even know when our meeting of April is. So it's not like we say continue to, and I'm just going to use this
right.
random date, April 24th.
Yeah.
They don't know that. And, you know, and quite frankly, there are so many abutters to all of these petitions. It's not, and we don't have their, I mean, we now communicate with all of you basically via email. We're trying to go completely green as
yeah.
the City of Cambridge wants us to do. So for us to tell abutters, that would not be reasonable either.
Right. I just think we would hash that out here. Like at that point, I would be in direct contact with the abutter, and I could just tell them that it's, you know, the next hearing is, because I mean they send out the schedules in advance
And what difference would it be to send them a letter?
Work.
Well, yeah, more work, but look at our agenda today. Crown Castle continued after us posting the agenda. So that's sort of our notice to the public, but after we posted the agenda, they continued 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 petitions. How would the abutters know? They would have all shown up here,
yeah.
Or they could have all shown up here, and then they didn't know. And I think some of these are ones where abutters did come to the original meeting, and they don't even know that it was on for today. So you know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things.
I totally do, but I see the other side too, that when I send an abutter 4 letters, and then it gets continued a 5th time, and they have to come a 5th time, I anticipate an angry phone call.
I do too, but that's if they want to come or don't want to come.
Right.
I mean, I foresee this being an issue with the way Pole and Conduit is sort of progressing, and I think this is going to be mostly an issue for small cell installation stuff. I don't think this will mostly be an issue for Comcast installations or Eversource installations, because unless there's a tree involved, or unless it's been a street that has had, construction for, the last 5 consecutive years, we usually do not get abutters too crazed about this stuff. But, yeah, you wanted to speak, Mr. Shannon?
Yeah, so I have a different point. That most of the work that we've been doing over the past 6 or 8 months has been upgrades, where we've gotten an approval at our first meeting for the most part. We've got a greenfield, and we've talked about the other AT&T project that we've got coming up, where we frequently will end up, by default, having 2 hearings. As a rule, we'll have 2 hearings because of the cycle between getting you guys to look at it and then getting the Eversource license. And we parallel path some of that so that there are going to be some where we bring the application to you and we have the license, but for many, we're coming to you without having the license, which we know will get continued. So the system's built for there, by necessity, to be 2 hearings in that case. And I wonder if we should think a little bit about how we're working. For the upgrades, it's one thing, because, the situation we're talking about in this example, it makes more sense. But when we know for sure at the outset that there are going to be 2 meetings, I think there should be a different way of thinking about it.
Well, we could also approve them with contingencies when it's to go for a license. In other words, if we hear a petition and there's no opposition from abutters, and the only thing you need is a licensing or some other reason why we might have continued it, we could actually approve it if we decide so. And before any permits be issued or the granted location be issued, that the licensing be forwarded within. So, I mean, if you work on both ends, you would still have to notify of the hearing even after the first hearing, but on our part, we could try to squeeze it a little bit as far as, if we're just waiting for an approval from a utility, and if you don't get that, you're not going to get the grant of location.
Right.
So it'll either die or it'll be, it just won't happen.
We had a meeting with our lawyers last week, and it's the city's responsibility to contact the abutters, not the utility. It's a state law. And out of all my towns, Cambridge is the only one that I have to notify. All the other towns do it.
We'll look into it, but
I can send you a copy. We just had a meeting with the lawyer last week. Because it cost us over $600 to send all the abutters notices.
Did your lawyers also look at our local ordinances?
I'm not sure. I can have them contact.
Because that's also an issue. It could very well be that state law, but if we have if we did a home rule petition, or we have a special act, or we have a special ordinance that has been approved,
I can have
that could definitely look into. But we'll look into whatever you send us.
Yeah.
The process right now, and I think the process is not going to change, is that for right now, it is our position that it is the responsibility of the petitioner to notify the abutters. Yeah, so anyways, I just wanted to throw it out there so we could hear some people's thoughts on it so we can think about it. I'm not saying that we need to decide on it now, but I certainly think it's something that we need to give serious consideration to.
Commissioner, another point, if you're, as you consider it, I think it would be helpful if you put some clarity around the time frame when you would like that second notification to happen, only because we have our system now, but in a case where we might not have a new application, there could be some fungibility there that would like to, you know, clarity would be good.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. All right, anyone else? We're all done.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. So just really quickly, back on the record for pole and conduit on March 21st. So we got an email about micro trenching, I think last week or something about that. Yeah. And Dana sort of forwarded to us to sort of see what we thought on whether it's done in Cambridge or not. And I think basically, at least from what I've learned on this commission, is that it's not always ideal.
It's not ideal, but it has been done before.
Cambridge, but it has been done before, and we approved one that was very limited in length, and it was very limited in scope when J.O. was sitting on the board. But at that point and at that meeting, we also said that it's not something that we see the city going towards. And I think some people are pushing on it. They're like, oh, Canada does it, and I don't know who else does it. But we were sort of like, it's not something ideal.
Right. Right. I think there's only three locations in the city that have done it.
Yeah, I know of two, at least.
Yeah. And it, you know, we've only because of the way it's installed and the maintenance of it.
Right.
And the depth.
The depth
is an issue.
And then also there's an issue as to who maintains it afterwards and all that stuff, right? I think that's what Jay had.
The city's going to reconstruct the road, you know, MOUs have to be in place for, you know, if people are going to be doing sewer water hookups and they have to relocate it, who pays for that? So, but it's not out of the question.
Yeah. So basically what we tell, what I had said to Dana was have the person apply, and then we can consider it, and then at that point we can tell them either yay or nay, because it definitely is on a case-by-case basis.
Right, right.
Okay.
But it's not ideal.
Nope, not ideal.
No,
I think we all understand that.
And we've been pushing back on it for those reasons.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I said either have them submit the application, we'll look at it, or I said, or go to DPW first and talk to them and have a pre-meeting, because they might be able to tell you right off the bat if it's something that could work in that location or not.
Yeah. In some instances, it may work.
Yeah.
But not so many. I think even the three that we have out there, you know, there's one on Broadway, which was, I mean, I think it got hit twice already. It just, you know, because it's so shallow.
Yeah.
And even the vendors that have installed it, they will only do it on a spur or a you know, a dead-ended feed. They won't do it if it's feeding a large amount because they know if it's unreliable. It could be unreliable for those reasons.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't.
So TJ, what would you like me? Do you want me to tell Dana basically if those kinds of questions come in, to either send them straight to you, and then you can talk to the person directly?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
We'll do it that way rather than having them fill out an application and maybe close up the.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, have them talk to us.
Okay, so I'll tell Dana that. Did you already talk to the person that sent the question or no?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
So I'll tell Dana to send that over to you if he has the contact info, and then you can reach out to them.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. I think that's it, right? Now we're definitely adjourned. Thank you.